All right, take your Bibles this evening. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel in chapter 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, and the last time we were in here, we looked at verses 27 through 29, which was the example of the children of Israel in the Promised Land. We had looked at the children of Israel, the fathers, in Egypt when the Lord visited them. And admonished them to take their eyes off the idols of the land of Egypt to forsake the idols of the lands of Egypt. But they forsook them not. And he thought to destroy them, but he held back on his judgment. And he brought them out of the land of Egypt, across the Red Sea, the fathers, across the Red Sea, took them to the Mount Sinai. And there he gave them his law, entering into covenant with them. And they forsook his law, polluted his Sabbaths, did not obey his word. And again, he was of a mind to utterly destroy them, but for his name's sake, that his name would not be maligned, that his name would not be trampled and thought ill of, he spared them. That is, some of them. The fathers died. The fathers died in the wilderness, but he said to the children, reminded them that he said to the children in the wilderness, do not as your fathers do. Obey my law. Keep my commandments. Walk in my path. Walk in my footsteps. And the children forsook him. Obeyed not his laws, did not walk in his ways, but walked in the ways of their fathers, which was idolatry, which was self-willed. And so the last time we visited in verses 27 to 29, the people are in the land, in the promised land. They've settled in the promised land. And what do we find in the promised land? We find them again. Shall we say the children's children? Rebelling. Rebelling against the commandments of God. Refusing to walk in his ways. He said they reproached, they blasphemed God. And forsook him. They obeyed not his commandments. They continually committed idolatry, engaged in false worship. Not the true worship of God, but worshiped false gods, idols. And so they were deserving they were deserving of God's judgment that was to fall upon them. They were deserving of God's condemnation. Of course, in all of this, we've been able to draw the examples and make application to us. How often does God speak to us? Through His Word, through the preached Word. And we rebel at it. We're guilty of idolatry. We're guilty of covetousness. We're guilty of serving self. Not serving the Lord God. So now tonight we come to verses 30 through 32. And what we have here in verses 32 is Ezekiel's generation. He's reminded them of the fathers which were in Egypt and came out of Egypt, came to Mount Sinai, died in the wilderness. He's reminded them of the children in the wilderness. He's reminded them of the children's children in the promised land, in the land of Israel. Now he reminds them of their own generation. The generation that is alive right now. That is alive at the time that God is speaking these words to Ezekiel. They're reminding them of themselves. Let's read verses 30 through 32. Wherefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers? Are you? Are we? Are we polluted after the manner of our fathers? And commit ye whoredoms after their abominations? Do we? Are we guilty? For when ye offer your gifts, when ye make your sons to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. That which cometh into your mind shall not be at all that ye say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. Do we? Do we serve wood and stone? Do we serve the things of the world? Do we serve the things that God has created? Do we serve self? And not the Lord God? The lesson taught here is that walking in the way of wickedness, walking in the way of our fathers, which was not right, leads to judgment. Leads to the judgment of God upon us. Following in the sins of the parents or other individuals leads to defilement. It leads to our defilement. It led to their defilement. This is the essence of what he said in verses 30 and 31. They polluted themselves with all their idols, with their idolatries, with serving wood and stone, serving themselves, serving their own desires. Serving their own passions. That was their desires. That was their passions. To be just like the nations round about them. The countries round about. How many times do we find ourselves wishing that we was more like someone else? And yes, probably someone, that someone else is a wicked individual. Men of the world are wicked. Sports figures are wicked. Rich men are wicked. Leaders of the land are wicked. Why wouldn't we desire to be what God would have us to be? Why wouldn't we desire to be an Abraham? A Moses? David, a Daniel. Why wouldn't we desire to be more like them? Why wouldn't we desire to be more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Walk in true righteousness, walk in true holiness. As did our Lord and Savior. Turn with me to the 22nd chapter of Ezekiel. And look with me at verse 4 here. 22 and verse 4. Thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed and hast defiled thyself in thine idols which thou hast made, and thou hast caused thy days to draw near and are come even unto thy years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen and a mocking to all countries. Because they did as their fathers. He's done this to them. He's make them a laughing, make them a mocking to their enemies, shall we say, to the nations round about it, the nations that they wanted to be like. Look with me at chapter 28. Chapter 28 and verse 18. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All them that behold, all them that look upon you. You're going to be brought to ashes. All the nations around about you are going to see you be brought low. You're going to see the fire of my wrath come upon you. Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. Chapter 24. Verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. What did he say? The earth also is defiled. He said, blood, the taking of innocent life, the shedding of innocent blood, defiled the land. What he's charging them here with. Charging them having shed innocent blood. And the land is defiled. The land which they walked upon. The land which they loved dearly. The land which when they were in captivity, they looked back to and yearned for. Was defiled because of their sin, because of their abominations, making their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, offering them as sacrifices. Unto idols. Turn with me to chapter 59. Chapter 59 in the book of Isaiah. Look with me at verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. They were defiled. They had defiled themselves with their sin, with their abominations. And it's bringing them to the judgment of God. Their parents had corrupted themselves through idolatry, even to the offering of their children, to sacrifices to other gods. Look with me back in the book of Numbers in chapter 32. Numbers 32 and verse 14. And this is what is said to the children of the fathers, referencing the fathers as those that came out of Egypt, came to Mount Sinai, died in the wilderness, and this is what says to the children. And behold, ye are risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men to augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord toward Israel. And behold, ye are risen up in your father's stead. They did this like their fathers. They were to do different than their fathers. But they did just like their fathers. Look with me to the book of Judges. Many years later, the book of Judges, chapter 2, in verse 19. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. They increased more than their fathers in wickedness and in evil. They hadn't learned anything. They hadn't learned anything from the fathers who came out of Egypt, died in the wilderness. Their children died and suffered at the hands of God's judgment. They're now in the period of the judges, and every man done that which is right in his own eyes, not in the eyes of God, but in his own eyes, serving himself. They're doing worse than their fathers did. He raises up a judge. The judge dies, and they return right back to their wickedness and do even greater wickedness. Because now those fathers have died off, and now the children are adults, and they're doing even more wickedness. Why is that? It's just a vicious cycle. Every generation is more wicked than the generation before it. Jeremiah. Now we come to the times of Jeremiah. We're getting up to speed with Ezekiel's day and time now. The book of Jeremiah, in chapter 7, in verse 26. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear. They didn't listen to me. They didn't hear my words. But harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. I mean, they did worse than the fathers that came out of Egypt to Mount Sinai and died in the wilderness. They did worse than those fathers' children did. They did worse than the ones children that were in the land. They did worse than the children in the time of the judges. They did worse than any generation before them. Turn with me to chapter 16. Chapter 16 and verse 12. And ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Every one of you walk after the imagination of your own evil heart. Why? That you're not going to listen to me. You won't listen to the Word of God. You listen to your own heart. Do your own heart's bidding. Well, and it continues on. Gets worse. Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23. Jesus here is speaking concerning those old wicked scribes and Pharisees. In verse 32, he says, fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. In other words, you'll fill the wickedness that your fathers did, you'll fill it up. And more. It will be increased. I've seen such things so in my short time here upon earth. Children doing more wicked than their fathers. And children doing more wicked than their fathers. It just increases and increases. And it's in our churches. Had to add that lest you thought that maybe it wasn't in our churches, but it is in our churches. Our churches today are not once what they were 200 years ago, 150 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago. Why they're not what they were 20 years ago. And then, in our wickedness, we fall down on our knees in prayer and we expect God's going to hear. In verse 32, he said, you inquire of me? I'll not be inquired of by you. Oh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like what he said to the elders back in the beginning of chapter 20. And now he's saying it to all the people alive in Ezekiel's day. He's saying it to us today. We think we can go on in our wickedness, in serving self and serving the world. And we think that God is going to be inquired of by us. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 1. Verses 27 and 28. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. When we've gone to the point that it brings the judgment of God upon us, he says, in your calamity, I'm not here. You'll seek me, but you'll not find me. Look at what the psalmist says. Psalms chapter 66. Psalms 66, verse 18. And this is what the psalmist says. If I regard iniquity in my heart, what? If I regard iniquity in my heart, what will happen? The Lord will not hear me. You want the blessings of God? You want the Lord to hear? Follow in His paths. Follow in His footsteps. Listen to His Word. Listen to His preached Word. Listen to the reading of the Word. Let your eyes feast upon it. Think upon it. Seek and strive to do that which brings honor and glory unto the name of the Lord our God, that lifts up and exalts the Lord Jesus Christ, the one whom we profess to be our Savior and soon coming King. Listen to Him. Don't listen to yourself. Don't listen to that old wicked and evil heart. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. Desire, thirst after the things of God. Psalmist put it like this in chapter 42 of Psalms. Chapter 42. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. What are you panting after? What are you thirsting for? Self-satisfaction? The things of the world? Or are you thirsting after the things of God? Are you thirsting for Him and more of Him? Well, we need to stop there.